You're listening to 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. A federal court's decision to strike down North Carolina's map of congressional districts has cast uncertainty over this year's elections. Federal judges ruled yesterday that the boundaries drawn by Republican legislators constitute an illegal partisan gerrymander. The judges gave lawmakers about 2 weeks to come up with a new map. The federal judges relied heavily on the findings of Duke University mathematics and statistics professor Dr. Jonathan Mattingly. He used computer programming and an algorithm to create thousands of simulated congressional districting plans for North Carolina. He joins me now. Hi, Professor Mattingly.
Hi, how are you this afternoon?
Great, thanks. Professor Mattingly, exactly how did you get involved in this analysis and ultimately into the court case?
I should be very clear. There's a team of people around me who we're all working together on this. And it started with an undergraduate student here at Duke, Christy Vaughn. She's a North Carolinian, just like myself. I grew up in Charlotte. And I was hearing some discussions after the election in 2012 when the majority of North Carolinians voted for the Democratic Party in the U.S. House of Representatives elections. But, you know, as we all know, there were only 4 Democrats elected out of the delegation of 13. You know, some people were very up in arms about this. This was unfair. And I wondered, I just asked myself a simple question, a very nonpartisan question. I said, you know, well, how do I know that that's unfair? I mean, the state is not homogeneous. The political views of the people around Wilmington are different than the political views of the people up in the northeast corner of the coast, whereas, you know, the people in the triangle or the triad may have different views than people out in Gastonia or something, right? And how do I know that that result just wasn't what happened naturally when you take into account the shape of the state and where people live? And so we set out to ask that question.
Your analysis drew on actual votes in the state's congressional elections in both 2012 and 2016. Exactly how did that work?
So let's say, you know, you're playing bingo, right? You're drawing bingo balls out of a tumbler. Think of each of the balls as representing one of a redistricting of the state of North Carolina. And you're going to fill this tumbler with lots of balls representing all the different redistrictings of the state of North Carolina. But redistrictings is somehow better, that have districts which are compact, which, you know, aren't spread all over the place, and districts that equally divide the population, you're going to represent more in this imaginary collection of balls we have. And so then what we did was we sat and reached in and pulled out a map, pulled out a bingo ball, and looked and took the actual votes from 2012 or the actual votes from 2016 in each of the precincts in North Carolina. We retabulated the election and said, okay, who would have won this district and that district? And we did that for each of the 13 districts, and in the end, we end up with a result. And you can then look at it and say, well, how often did we get a map that looked like the Republican maps? How often did we get a map that had this many votes in these most Democratic districts? And we found that we never saw maps that gave that many votes in the most Democratic districts. In other words, they had packed the Democrats. The maps that they used in 2012 had a tilt. You know, 1 year it was 10-3, another year it was 9-4. And we wanted to know, would that be the outcome that one would typically see? And no, in fact, we usually saw somewhere 7-6 splits between the Democrats and the Republicans.
So if the maps had been drawn without partisan gerrymandering, the state's congressional delegation, in your findings, would have been almost evenly split. Is that right?
Right, right. And in this case, the state was very clear. They said that they wanted to gerrymander it to the Republican Party. The way the maps were drawn led to an election system which was unresponsive to changes in public opinion.
I was wondering, do you view your work on these analyses as, you know, merely an academic assignment, or do you see your findings as potentially helping to correct what some would see as a fundamental wrong in the way the redistricting process has at times worked in this country?
I'll answer your question in 2 ways. I first want to say that we really believe in trying to be nonpartisan and trying to go after answering the question. In this case, the question was, what would one expect in the state of North Carolina with this set of votes, with the votes in 2012 or the votes in 2016? So we really just wanted to answer that question in the most unbiased way we could. Now, we wanted to also be relevant. We think it's important for mathematicians to enter into the conversation in society sometimes. And so we wanted to make sure that our work was digestible in a way. So we worked hard to to present it in a way that we thought that people, the courts, the law, lawyers could digest it. And so, you know, we're happy that the power of math came through in the end, and people could see, you know, it could be used to convincingly argue that these were in fact unusual districts, that they were statistical outliers.
Professor Jonathan Mattingly at Duke University, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here and to have the opportunity to share our results with you.